There you go. That's a beautiful song, and just one of nine on this CD, Touched by Love, and that's called Simple Love, written by Sarah Siskin and performed by Catherine and Mary, who I have in studio with me now. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
No better way to start a programme than have two beautiful women in, I would say.
Thank you.
Can I? I'll talk to you, Catherine Forrest, if you could tell me how this all came about.
I suppose, really, Noel, it came from two very personal experiences, you know, for Mary and me with St. Francis Hospice. My husband, Jim, died 2 years ago from motor neuron disease, living really bravely with it for 7 years. So I got to know St. Francis Hospice very well. They came into our lives and they assisted us during his illness and also, you know, towards the end of his life and at the end of his life. So that kind of personal relationship, you know, prompted me to really want to assist them. Mm-hmm. And Mary volunteers there and sees firsthand the sort of work they do and also that they need some funds. They're really, you know, struggling there. So we decided maybe let's do something that has longevity. Let's do something more than a cake sale or more than a run or more than, you know, a sale of work or whatever. So we both sing. We both love singing. We sing at parties. You know, whenever there's an opportunity, we've always sung. So we said maybe a CD. Let's do that. Let's have a look at, you know, how we could do that.
And did you both meet through the hospice?
No, we're friends for a long time.
Okay.
Mary's husband, Michael, was my husband's best friend.
Okay.
So we know each other a long, long time, more than 30 years.
Okay. Mary, can I ask you, for instance, the idea of singing, say, this type of thing on a CD? I mean, I was asking you before you came into the studio, none of you have done this professionally in any shape or form at all, ever?
No, not at all. So we actually went into the whole thing, I suppose, in a quite naively, really, because I think we thought we could just go into a studio, sing together, and there you go, that'll be it. So, I mean, the first piece of advice we got was that we had to get a producer, which we, I have to say, got an excellent producer. We met him in a coffee shop and spoke to him about our idea, and that was David Hayes. He's the musical director at the moment of The Voice. And he was involved in Riverdance. But so we worked with him and we then discovered that we had to go in separately, you know, sing separately, know when we were taking breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually quite nerve-wracking, you know. And the first time we recorded, we thought, oh my God, can we actually sing? That's how, you know, nervous we were. But, you know, after many, many, many hours of practice in both of our homes, I think both our families were actually sick of the songs at the end of it all. But, you know, we got a phone number for Charlie and we called him up and asked him, would he like to get involved? We met him, explained to him what we were doing and that we wanted all the money to go to the hospice. And he was just such a gentleman. And he said the hospice would be one of his pet.
And did his name just pop into your head, or how did that come?
Well, we chose, obviously, we couldn't have like a heavy metal CD when we're, for the hospice. So we chose the songs ourselves very carefully. And we just thought his voice would be, you know, would be very suitable.
So you chose the songs before you chose Charlie?
Yes, we did. Okay. We did, yeah. Okay. And then he very kindly, re-recorded Feet of a Dancer, especially for our CD, which was really a great honour.
He's an exceptionally lovely person and is involved in all sorts of charities, you know, up there in Leitrim, Cavan, you know, non-stop doing good things all the time. But he said, you know, he's been very lucky in his life and he likes to do these things, and it comes across in how he sings. He's warm, he wraps around you, he, you know, his sincerity is there, you know, so he was the perfect person to have on our CD.
Okay, now just to emphasise again, as I said at the outset, that every penny and everyone gave all the time free, yourselves, Charlie and David Hayes as well, and other people involved in the studio as well, I imagine.
Yes, we had like our musicians. The musicians are the O'Brien family. The O'Briens live in Foxfield and they're traditional Irish family of musicians, really. But they're also classically trained, some of them. So, but they're also really good friends of ours, and they were the first people we went to when we initially thought of the idea, because we knew they'd set us straight whether it was going to be a goer or whether, you know, it would work, would it not. So they played with love for us. They played, they came out of shows at 2 o'clock in the morning and went into the studio to record for us. Mm-hmm. They, you know, equally, David Hayes was working on a whole load of other projects. So he'd come in, you know, he'd be up all night mixing stuff for us. So the amount of goodwill was just endless, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm sure they get asked all the time, Noel, to assist in charitable projects, you know. And they said yes all the time.
And from start to finish, how long did the enterprise take?
We started recording...
September.
Around, yeah, the beginning of September.
Okay.
And we launched the CD on the 6th of December, which was like record time,
it
according
certainly was,
to...
Yeah. I was only talking about that, actually, the other day. I was listening to Donovan on Sky Arts, and he was saying like a couple of hours in the 60s that was.
Yeah,
they'd have CDs done in or long players done, as you call them then, in a matter of weeks, where the, some of them takes them a year now, but you pretty much going back to the 60s.
Well, and we both work part-time, so every available free hour we had was really spent, you know, working on the album, and then promoting it is still a huge job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole idea of marketing, Noel, is you know, very new to us, and the minefield that it is, and you know, it's very labour intensive. You have to be very dedicated. Lots of emailing, lots of visiting, lots of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So that aspect is also really challenging. But the cause wins out every time. The hospice is the big,
yes.
Yeah, is the beacon, and that's the thing that keeps you going mm-hmm. when it gets a little bit like hard work. So you have to think, these are the people benefiting, these are the people who did all and are doing such amazing work, and they need our support.
Well, I have to say, I have two ways of looking at it. As far as working on Near FM here, the community radio, is that it's an excellent CD, excellently produced, and the music is absolutely beautiful on it. And McGettigan, as I say, is a lovely songwriter, but all the songs on it are terrific. That's one of them. So it's not just because it's for charity, it's because it really is a good CD. And we heard through it, through weird sources, sports. We've got a chap I'm talking to later on, Fergus Carroll, heard it from a guy in a hardware shop.
Yeah, Johnny works in the hardware store in Raheny, and he has been selling it in there like a mad thing.
Go away.
Absolutely. You know, he's just handing over the money all the time to me, and he's been absolutely stalwart in his support. And again, no, that's how it happens in small communities. You know, in there they are in Raheny, close to
word
the hospice,
mouth.
And it goes around that way.
Okay.
And you know, you go in and you can buy, you know, a few nails and my CD.
You go in for a bulb.
So huge thanks to Johnny. And that's how it goes. You know, people do nice things.
And we should say as well that, like, obviously we had to produce. We produced 2,000 CDs, and so we got sponsorship. We had two friends, Maura and Carol, who did a night for us and produced dinner for 38 women, and we got money that way, so that covered then the cost of producing the CDs.
Okay.
So, you know, it was great in that way. All the €10 of the CD then goes to the hospice.
And where else is it available, apart from the hardware shop?
There's several different places, really. Mainly, you can get it at the hospice shop. Physically, you can go in and get it there, or you can buy it online from their website. And you can also buy it from our own website, www.touch-by-love.com. We also have a Facebook page, and which links it also into our website. And it's on iTunes, which was a huge thrill.
Mm-hmm.
When you see your CD or our CD up there on iTunes, and with the artwork, it's a huge thrill,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And it's also for sale in Super Value in Raheny, mm-hmm. Londis in Yellow Walls Road in Malahide, LB2, which is a boutique in Malahide in Townyard Lane. It's in the Pastoral Centre beside the church in Malahide. It's in Malahide Hair Studios.
Okay.
So,
and of course, Expert Hardware in Raheny?
Yes.
Go Johnny.
Go Johnny, go. Yeah. It's great when you get unusual outlets as well,
yes,
for the salad.
Yeah.
But the work in the hospice, I mean, we have to say it's really wonderful, and it's I've heard so many different people talking about it. I was in it just once. I don't know what way to say that now, but I was in it once. You volunteer there.
I volunteer there, Noel. Yeah, I drive patients in and out to the daycare, and I've done it for the last couple of years. And then I was going there on the same day that Jim was going there when he was attending the hospice, mm-hmm, Catherine's husband. But for me, I think the thing that really brought it home to me was that there's a 24-bed state-of-the-art hospice built, mm-hmm, in Blanchardstown, which is linked to Raheny, and there's no money to pay staff to open it. Now, I think they can open the daycare centre there maybe once, twice a week only. But in this day and age, you know, it's just so appalling, you know. So for me, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to try and do something worthwhile.
I'll have to get you to repeat that, because I heard someone else ranting on about that, a famous actor as well, and it just beggars belief that the place is actually built and they just can't afford to put staff
into
it.
Beautiful, beautiful. 24-bed unit. State-of-the-art unit, and yet I know some nights they might have a waiting list down in Raheny, you know, for people who so badly need a bed, you know. And I think anybody who is in that situation, you know, needs to have dignity, be in a place, and the hospice gives so much care to both the patient and the extended family, so, you know, it's very important that people should have those facilities in 2014.
And is there any direction towards getting, I mean, I'm sure there's people fighting for funding there all the time.
Well, I know they were promised funding last year, and that didn't happen. Now they've been promised it again, but as I say, that's a promise as far as I know at the moment still.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you think of all the money that's been wasted.
I know.
It's quite annoying, and there's no doubt about it. That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
Okay, just to ask you yourselves now, after this experience in doing the CD, has it given you any ambitions?
Oh my God.
Have we got two Mary Bournes here?
No.
I don't think so, Noel.
The X Factor, anyway. It's true.
I think we're happy. We're very happy, you know, singing together and singing the way we sing now. I think when you start performing, when you start doing things, and as thrilling as it was to sing live, we sang live at the launch. That was fantastic.
Where was that?
In the new pastoral centre in Malahide.
Beautiful,
it was
space.
Superb. Yeah. It was a great night. Huge success. Launched by Judge Peter Kelly, who's the chairman of the hospice. But the singing changes, your attitude to music changes. I think when you start singing live and performing that way, we're happy to do it for the project, but I don't see us going down the road of touring, gigging, you know, having roadies, having a trailer.
But even at the launch, what was it like to sing in front of people?
Oh,
I mean,
amazing.
The studio can be,
amazing,
is an intimate thing.
It was. Like, it was so funny. We were going for a sound check at 6 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Well, it was nerve-wracking, very nerve-wracking. But once we started singing, I felt I could relax a bit more, you know. And it was so enjoyable. And then, of course, we had a session afterwards then till about 4 a.m, which was very enjoyable. Great music.
I think, though, too, that you have, you know, as you say, when we were in the studio, when somebody pushes the red button, a different thing happens, and you do get a little bit nervous. But again, we try to separate ourselves from the nervousness by saying this is for a great cause. This is a profile thing. This is, you know, getting, you know, press involved. This is pushing the cause. That's what, you know, allows you to step back from it and just do it for.
Of course, the incentive is there all the time, and the reason for doing it.
Yes.
And you haven't met Charlie actually yet, have you?
I've met him. Met him, yeah. And as I said, we're going up to see him next Saturday week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to see him and speak with him as well on his programme.
So that part of it you were saying as well before you come on, he recorded his part up in Leeds.
He
his
did.
Studio.
He has a studio there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a Liam Butler on one of the tracks now. He's a Nev interview of Liam Clancy.
Okay.
So he sang on one of the songs with us, and he was actually, we met him there recently. He was the dame in the pantomime in the Helix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and a very nice man, a lovely, very different voice, very nice. Yeah.
So did you record with him, or was that done the same as Charlie?
No, he did. He did. He recorded separately, and then they put our voices with him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating process, I have to say.
I know,
it is.
I know,
and when you're setting yourself up for a recording, you do kind of put yourself out there in a vulnerable way. You sort of say, God, can I really sing at all? Am I, delusional?
Yeah.
And when you hear yourself for the first time in a studio, it's all very weird, all very strange. But at the end of the day, very rewarding too, and interesting journey, yeah, you're afraid you might fail, but
what was David like? He wasn't pushy or anything, was he?
No, he
challenged us.
Yeah,
he challenged us.
He
did challenge us.
And he definitely wasn't going to let, something that wasn't just really good standards. He had very high standards, and when he said to us, maybe you should look at, he'd go through each line of every song nearly and, look at it a certain way, and we'd go off and practice it, and, it worked out.
Did you select the 9 songs?
Yes, we did.
And
yeah.
Did he try to change any of them?
No, he didn't. But the one thing, Noel, I was just thinking when you were talking there, when we collected the mastered copy, I was off work that day, so I collected all the CDs, and then Catherine was in work, so she came to my house because I didn't play it.
Yeah.
So it was our first time to hear it
together.
Oh yeah, and it was such a strange moment,
A very
really
emotional
was.
Moment.
It was,
yeah.
It was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And all the musicians, as I said, are good friends. All people who, we sit in their kitchen and play, and sing with them.
The O'Briens.
And, I think you can hear that, Noel, in it. I think David, the producer, got the sound that says warmth, got the sound that says love, in even though each of the songs are very individually different, there is a connection of sound in it, that marries them all, that gives it, that warmth that we wanted. He got it completely.
Yeah, I think you can feel that, though. Apart from him getting it, I think it was given by everyone involved as well.
Yes,
and
yes,
everyone had the same incentive and the same feeling coming through it, even with Charlie himself. Some of the songs he's on, the second one I'm going to play now is in a minute, is his own song. He's
That's
probably
right.
used to doing it. But still, it was like maybe something new to him because it was different.
Yeah.
Well,
we
were really worried about that, Noel, to be honest, because this is his song. He has recorded this with Eleanor Shandley, and it was big,
And then we were two voices singing it. So we sang it, and then we were thinking, oh my God, will he like the way we sing it?
But he did.
He loved it.
And,
great.
He changed it a little for us.
Yeah. And it's something I didn't know is Charlie has his own radio programme up in Leitrim, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having you on when? Are you going on with him there?
The first of February.
It's on Shannon Side, Northern Sound.
Okay. So what would you do now if he brings his guitar and says, come on, we'd sing
it? Well, he has.
Yeah.
He wants us to sing live.
He said, bring your voices, girls.
Yeah, which is a bit nerve-wracking, to say the least.
Well, if I'd have known that, I'd brought my guitar. We could have did a force here.
Don't you even dare.
I said it's a bit early for a glass of wine.
But when I first heard it, I actually was asking questions because I had no idea. And it was Fergus Carroll who first mentioned to me and said about Raheny Hardware. And when I got it then, I played, I was saying, who are these women? I mean, where did they sing and what do they do? Yeah. I actually assumed you were professional.
Oh, really?
So there you go. So
that's the highest compliment I can pay you. It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm. Absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to thank you very much for coming in, and good luck with Charlie on the radio on the 4th of February.
It's a Saturday, isn't it? It's a Saturday, 10 to 12.
Okay, maybe we can get in on the radio and have a listen myself. Any idea? What time is that on then?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning.
10 to 12,
It's Saturday Connections, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be singing with him in the morning. You're going to be drinking wine at 10
o'clock. No, we try not to.
The night before.
Exactly. Let's go for our Evian water.
Okay, and this is If Anything Happened to You, and this is written by Charlie McGinnigan, and this is Mary, Catherine and Charlie on it now. And you can get, I'm going to get either of you ladies to tell me now, repeat everything and now where people can get this CD, because all the proceeds go to St. Francis Hospice, and it is a wonderful produced CD, I have to say. So where we get again? Tell me all the places again.
Okay, well, in Malahide, you can get it in Londis on Yellow Walls Road. You can get it in LB2 in Town Yard Lane, a boutique. In Malahide Hair Studios, in the Pastoral Centre, which is beside the church. And also, you can download it on iTunes. And then in Rohini.
And then Rohini, you can get it in Super Value in Rohini and in Expert Hardware in Rohini. And you can also download it from our website and from the hospice website.
Okay.
So, loads of places.
Loads of places. And I'd say if enough people say it, we get some of the record shops as well, because it deserves to be
that
there.
That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be amazing.
That would really make, really, yeah, you know,
that would make the difference. Yeah.
Some of the local shops. There's one down in Donnymead, and I'm sure there's other one. I'm not sure there's one on the north side is gone on that, but there used to be one down there as well. It'd be terrific to see them in them as well. Touched by Love, wonderful CD. All proceeds going to St. Francis Hospice.